right here, so. Oh, he topped it. He cold topped it.
Okay. Try to go. Yeah.
Eight iron.
Oh, shanked it. Oh, look at that line, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy, is he out of sync.
Welcome to episode 8 of the Bobby Boys podcast.
I thought we had the intro music now. You don't have to do that.
Don't I?
I don't know.
we'll get the first 10 out the way and then I'll call it a day on the
pre-record one to go on the end of the tune.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Is that going to take us another 7 episodes just to get that though, or will you sort that quickly?
I'll sort it. Well, I'm locked in the house for 2 weeks, aren't I? So
it feels weird not being with you, you know, in the little apartment.
No, but I've got to stay here for 2 weeks, so any of this, I'm going to be a full-on technician by the time this finishes.
No delays, no more.
I know.
Kev's our new tech guy.
Absolute nightmare, man. Can't even go to shops or nothing.
I know. Ibiza, how was it?
Sick. It was heavy. It was good, though.
Was it?
It was good. I was going to take me clubs, but, you know.
Ibiza golf doesn't really have a ring to it yet. I've been playing myself. I had 2 rounds this week.
Have you,
yeah? Yeah, I just played it.
Weather being all right, yeah?
Friday was sound, yeah. Teed up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and didn't get any rain. Saturday was a washout, wasn't it? But I didn't play Saturday. Six-day member and all that.
Oh, yeah, you've been demoted.
Being demoted. And then Sunday, I went up to Macclesfield and played Shrigley Hall.
How was that where you was?
Yeah, Shrigley Hall in Macclesfield, yeah.
It looked good, it looked nice, it looked like it didn't look in bad nick for October, do you know what I mean?
Considering the rain we had Saturday as well, it was unbelievable, you know.
Like the hilly. Was it hilly?
Oh my God, I'll tell you about it, it was ridiculous. Like, someone of my stature needs a buggy down there for sure.
Was you crawling up the hills and rolling down them?
So yeah, I played on Friday, brought me mate up. They had a match with DJ and Dave. That's a 4-ball, better ball match. £5 front nine, £5 back nine, £5 overall. And we've done the £5 Brucey. So if you win all 3, front, back, and overall, you get an extra £5. And as pair, 3 down through 7.
No way.
And first 6 holes, non-existent. But I've done all right from there. From the 7th hole to the 16th, I knocked one on the railway on 16. But from the 7th to 16, I was level gross.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah, so something.
It's all that stable for man. You need to get a few medals in you and get the. You have to finish every hole, man. It's a different mindset. You can't just go nailing them on the railway track.
I know. Three off the tee.
You cost you the 9, man.
It's a good match, though, to be fair. We 3 down through 7, so we'd lost that 3-2, then the front 9. And then it was just backwards and forth, and they eventually won 3-2. But we were all square.
Good match then.
it was from the 7th, from 8th. From 8-tee, it wasn't too bad. We were all square for the rest of the match. And then on the back nine, we were all square going down 18. And it was just getting a bit dark. So me and Danny, DJ, have both had birdie puts on 18. I've went first. I was a bit further away. I've put it to about 4 foot and I've given that look. You know what I'm saying? Can I have that, please? And then he was closer and he left his even shorter. And then he gave me the same look and I was like, get the fuck. There's no chance. So he went first and he nailed his. So then obviously he's made his par. I've got a 4-footer. If I miss it, then they'll win the back nine and they win the Brucey. It's like £20. If I hold it with half the back nine, it only costs us a tenner. Honestly, I've never felt so much pressure. Yeah,
like it was for the Masters.
Honest to God, I was like, my playing partner was looking at me. I was like, oh, this is a ropey one, this. And it just slid in on the side door. We got the half. And it cost us.
Not invested in sliding in the side door, is there?
Oh, unbelievable. Because I think they all thought it missed and it just caught the edge, went in really, really slow and just tipped over. And I was like, get in. Save a tenner. That'll do. So obviously, Saturday was a washout, wasn't it? And then Sunday, we played Shrigley Hall, honestly. It was the hilliest course I've ever played in my life. There was some holes that I was that fucked when I got to my ball. I just let one of the others go first while I caught my breath. It's fucking nuts.
I'm going to need a minute here, lads.
I'm just going to get me yardage. If you're ready, you go.
How are you running 5Ks if you're not bollocks?
Well, I've only just started back running, haven't I? So I'm struggling with the 5Ks, slugging it round.
No way.
Yeah, went out and done one today again. So I'm on like 36 minutes for a 5K. I'm terrible, aren't I?
I don't know. I've only ever done about 6 5Ks in that lockdown. That was it.
That was it.
Ever.
Well, not most people who do them. They run like between 20 and 25 minutes, aren't they? The fit lads.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, Barker's getting like 18 minutes or something.
Yeah, so I'm doubling that. So he's obviously a little bit faster than me, Barker, isn't
he? Yeah, only a little bit.
But yeah, on 31 stable for points. I just think we all played all right. 17 points on the front nine.
Playing off what though?
I was playing off 10 with the society. That.
How can you be playing off double your handicap and get 31 points on?
Well, I originally started off 5 because I haven't played for so long. They just gave them a legit handicap. But then they reviewed it. They reviewed everyone's, because it's the first year that they've done it. They reviewed everyone's handicap after the first 3 or 4
and
rounds.
Yours got doubled.
Mine got doubled, yeah.
Oh, my. I'd have left the society, mate.
I was happy. I was thinking this is going to give me a chance, and I still managed to do a few 25, 26 pointers off 10. But yeah, I'd 17 points front nine. It was a mad course though. It was just, you know, when you're not used to it. Yeah. It was a nice course though. I'd definitely play it again. Hotel.
Remember that on the last podcast we done, I was saying I was getting Cobra fever because of Bryson.
Yeah.
They tell you I ordered one of them utility clubs.
Yeah, you mentioned it, yeah.
It came like the day before I was going away.
Did it?
I was lying in bed with it, like kissing it and everything. My babe was like, what the fuck are you doing with the golf club? Like, I was like, look how sexy it looks though, babe.
obsessed with my man Bryson though, yeah.
Oh, mate, I can't wait to cut all my clubs the same length next week.
You little same cold. But on the back nine, I started with 6-1 pointers in a row. It was disgusting. Got the big stick out, didn't I? And it just all went downhill from there. Played strategic on the front nine, was just hitting irons and rescues off the tees.
I seen the longest driver. You didn't have your driver up, did you?
That was a driver, yeah.
Oh, was it, yeah?
Yeah, right. That looked like a driver.
I just looked a bit small.
Do you know what? I wasn't that far away from the longest driver. I was just right. Just put it in the rough. But that was my golf, yeah. So
I'm not even going to play now for like 2-3 weeks. Probably like fucking winter by the time I play again.
Yeah, you won't be able to play, will you, know?
Can't play this weekend, and probably next weekend, maybe.
Feels mad doing this on Zoom, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
The proper golfers played, didn't he? What about the weather they got on Saturday at the Scottish Open?
Oh, I've seen it, man. See what Tommy said? He came out and said, like, the money we get paid to play for, I'm playing that every day.
Yeah, sick,
right,
man.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. They're all moaning. I've seen some of the videos as well. Chris Wood took a video and he just tipped his shoe. It's like half a pint of water fell out of it.
Did it, yeah?
Yeah.
I missed it. I was travelling back.
Yeah. It was a good tournament, yeah.
I seen the Sunday. Like, I watched the Sunday.
Yeah. Westwood and Poulter started off really well. They were up there. And then Saturday killed Westwood. He just couldn't handle that rain. I don't think he shot like 5 over, was it? I think four or five over he shot on the Saturday. He just never come back from that.
He shot 9 under first round, didn't he?
Yeah, 2 eagles. Yeah, nearly hold his second shot on the first par 5. It's his 3 wood. And literally just missed the hole, tapping. Got himself.
Wanted, eh?
2 eagles, yeah. But the lad that they were playing with, that Ramos Højgaard, he's a player, him.
I don't know, who is he? Young,
he's young, yeah. He's only young. He's had 2 European Tour wins, but swings it unbelievably. Played with Westwood and Poulter for the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Don't know whether the occasion got to him. He made the cut, had a bit of a smelly Sunday, but he's playing again at the BMW Champions this week, so he's definitely one to watch.
When we're bumming off all the PGA amateurs, we should do a little review, not amateurs, but like rookies. Review of the some of the boys coming through on the European Tour as well, shouldn't we?
Yeah, there's a few of them that are breakthrough. That's Sam Horsfield. He's had 2 wins. John Catlin, he's American, like, but He's had 2 wins in a month. He won last week, the week before, the Irish Open. That was 2 wins in a month, but he missed the cut at the Scottish Open. So I don't know what happened there. Again, it must just be in the occasion.
Probably
he
on
got,
the aisle, won't
he? Probably, yeah.
Probably on the
NFL
for the week.
They'll all be on the aisle this week on the PGA Tour over in Vegas, aren't they?
I know, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Thinking, fuck it, we've got next week in Vegas anyway, so we'll just stay. We're just going to sit this one out. Bryson's going to win it anyway.
Definitely, yeah, of course he is. Going to win every tournament he plays in. Scottish Open, what a finish.
What do you mean, what a finish? It was the worst ever.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
Yeah, you want to see how excited I was jumping around the living room when Tommy held that putt to get into the playoff?
Oh, 118, yeah.
Yeah.
Because what you think about it, that Aaron Ray's put his drive in the bunker, and like he's quite up close to the lip, isn't he?
Yeah.
Leaves it just short, chips it, clutch, holds his par putt, and you think, right, Tommy's got a standard. Why is he? There's a bad shot to leave it at the front of the green.
Well, Tommy was even, obviously, he left it short, which is a bad shot, but they obviously must be playing for adrenaline or something, mustn't he?
Yeah.
Finos must have said something about, you're thinking adrenaline, haven't you? To blow it over the back of the green or something, haven't you?
Yeah, short's okay, isn't it? You don't expect him to take three shots with the putter from there, do you?
That's but like literally that first putt, I know it was over the fringe and that, but it was miles right, wasn't it?
And yeah, long. Yeah, it was.
And
yeah.
I just,
you still expect him to hold that one though, don't you?
But he was inside that Ryan. The one on 14, Tommy put on 14 on the par five.
Yeah,
and Tommy's put on that. They didn't touch the hole.
No, missed it.
From inside 4 foot. Do you know what I mean?
It does make you think, doesn't it? Like,
it makes you think. Like, you know what they say? If it's not broke, don't fix it. It makes you think, if it's fucking broke, have a fucking change that grip.
I don't like the way he grips it at all, me, you know?
You know what I mean? What's the point, isn't it?
Well, best putter in the world ever, clutch putters, Tiger Woods. Look at the way he's never changed the way he holds the putter. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Just the standard way to hold your putter. Just,
and like people were doing that grip, but you don't see many now, do you?
No. Is Sergio still doing it?
No, he's fucking closing his eyes and all sorts, isn't he?
What a win for him, though.
I was sick, isn't he?
It was so good, man.
Is that eagle that he made on like a 40 on, was it 15 or foot, one of them?
Yeah.
That three where they just went like 3 foot.
Unbelievable. It's like similar to Westwood's that. On the
is it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Similar
that's
to that.
That's what
one,
I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen a video a few, I don't think he's doing it, you know. You have to fact check that one.
Fact check. Fact check Sergio's grip.
Yeah. I'm dying to fucking go and put and close my eyes, you know.
I've missed the ball.
Yeah,
I would. I've missed the ball. How do you do that?
I just love a bandwagon, me.
Yeah, you do.
My button's not the best, is it? So I might as well fucking try something.
Not the best. It's absolutely terrible. But
oh, Jesus. Are you speaking of putters, right? Did you see Robert Rock's putter? Mate, it's like a 1940s Maxi-Fly.
Maxi-Fly? Have you seen it? No.
Oh, my God. We'll have to post a picture on the fucking Instagram, man. It's a joke.
What is it? What's he got?
Like, you remember Maxi-Fly?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, tour edition or something.
Is it actually Maxi-Fly?
It's an actual Maxi-Fly, yeah.
No way. Remember the balls? Remember the Maxi-Fly balls? And they were soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the Pro V1s and that come out.
That's like, honestly, it's a Maxi-Fly, like, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Well, obviously works for him, though.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, this week, fucking hell, what else has he done in the last 10 years?
he's back at the BM at Wentworth this week, though, so let's see. See if he can do a two on a bounce. There's a lucky one. He bogeyed the last.
He's bogeying the last day. He shouldn't be taking chipper from there, should he?
No, you don't be chipping from there. No, definitely not.
What's he thinking? Slam dunk. Fucking like, just put it up there, get in the playoff. Do you know what I mean?
Like Tommy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he's probably thinking he gets up and down. Tommy misses it. Tim and that Rye. Do you know what I mean? What's the name? Rye.
Yeah.
And
then Aaron Rye. Yeah.
He misses it. Tommy bags a monster. Advantage Tommy, and then. Can't
you believe it. Yeah, you think, well, that Aaron Wright, he holds the record, doesn't he, for 10-foot putts. I think when he was 15, the Guinness World Record, I think it was about 270 10-foot putts in a row.
Shut up.
Unbelievable.
These are the sort of stats I want you to be hitting me with, not them fucking 5-foot nonsense that you should have never seen.
The DJ one.
Talk to me when it's, the DJ one, yeah. Talk to me when it's 10-foot like that. That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
Sick, that.
I can't believe it.
So he was obviously a little prodigy coming up then, wasn't he? Was he?
Yeah, he must have been, yeah.
I've never even heard from him.
I heard little bits about him, but he hasn't done much, has he?
He has won, but he's been in a good bit of form, hasn't he?
Yeah, been playing well, yeah. Been playing very well. He's probably one of the favourites going into this week, you'd imagine, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. Well, I don't know what he done the Irish Open, but he must have been doing something good, and he's done something the week before, because I seen that he was up there. I don't know how he fared, but he was up there like the last couple of weeks, and then he's won, you know what I mean?
Are we fact-checking that or what?
I think I heard something somewhere.
Brilliant.
I'll tell you one thing, right? Remember Harry Higgs that we love?
Yeah.
I found a new one.
Go on.
Peter Malinati, you're on him?
No.
Where's the bucket at? Mate, I've seen him play this hole when I was watching the
Do they want to come second, shot man, on the last day? Yeah, I'm on him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he hits this shot, and he's just walking down the tee going like that, as if like it's gone left, you know what I mean? Like,
or the drivable par four.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hooks it into the trees, and he just stands to the side and just starts pointing to the left.
Yeah, yeah. And then he flops it up perfect, then knocks it in, and he's like, and he just walks off, and he's like, he just seems like a proper character.
Yeah, you love all that, don't you? These things,
love it, man.
So I was saying, I was having a bit of a, I had a bit of a cob on, didn't I, with all the lack of passion and all that, and you got all these characters like Harry Higgs and Malignati is his name.
Malignati.
Good stuff.
Did you see the personality out of that ride though when he had his interview?
Yeah.
Like the fucking same personality as that bottle of water. Yeah, it's been good. The team's been great.
Honest to God.
Oh, mate, you've just won the fucking Scottish Open.
I know. Just beat Tommy Fleetwood. Good tournament, though. See, remember Robert Rock? It's swearing on the tee as well. It was brilliant,
oh,
that,
I
wasn't
seen
it?
That, yeah, that was sick.
So relatable, that, isn't it?
But you want to see that? A good fuck off.
Oh, fuck off. Sorry about that language there, guys.
Sorry about the language.
Like, don't be apologising. We love all that.
We love it. Especially we do, anyway.
Yeah, so Tommy, disappointing, isn't it?
Guttering.
So disappointed.
Well, it's another top five, innit? Do you know what I mean? He comes second, and then he comes third in Portugal, so he's heading the right way, isn't he?
Well, he's up there for the race of Dubai as well, because he's in for the show to take that crown again. But
he's just in it for the wins, though, isn't he, now?
He's lost us another 50 quid, though, hasn't
he? I know, yeah.
Can't wait to get our dough back off when we see him. He owe me 50 quid.
Might knock on a Finno's and try and get it off him.
So the Sanderson Open, Sanderson Farm Open, Sergio Garcia won by a shot. Shot a final round 67.
Birdied the last as well.
Birdied the last with his eyes closed.
That's what you want to be seeing, isn't it?
That's
I love
it.
All that.
That's his first win since his 2017 Masters victory, you know.
First win in 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, and he'd moved outside the top 50 in the world. He's back in there now. But this season he's only recorded one top 25 finish. Just makes you think, like, what? He didn't qualify in the top 125 for the Tour Championships either. I think he was
it
like,
just shows you that form in golf. Form can just be fucking nothing. It can mean something, obviously, but and you just get out the blue winners coming from nowhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, good win for him and an emotional one as well, because obviously all the news is he lost two uncles, didn't he, due to the COVID back in Spain. So he's dedicated to them.
Well, did he? Yeah.
Nice.
I seen he was crying. Like, I thought it was because of. You saying his son got to see it? It's first one that his son gets to see or something.
Probably a mixture of them all, wasn't it? Because I think he's saying all his family are over in Madrid. His dad's two of his dad's brothers. Said his dad's one of nine siblings, and two of his brothers have passed away due to COVID. So probably just a mixture of emotions, wasn't it? The
fucking done well then, didn't he? Really, to be bathing the last win and all that going on.
Not half, yeah, just shows you, doesn't it? But you know, players like that. I mean, you can do nothing for weeks and weeks, months, years, even 3 years. And then you just know if he turns it on 1 week, he swings it so pure, doesn't he? If he gets the putter rolling and the course sets up nicely for him, he can win anywhere, can't he?
Yeah. I remember I caddied for Rafael Nadal.
Yeah.
A few holes in, playing with Sergio.
In Spain,
yeah.
Yeah, when we done
seeing
that.
His ball striking, like, you know, when you're that right there and just the noise out of it, man.
Yeah, the sounds like, are so crazy,
when you're like just like a yard away from it. Oh, mate. Change it on a bit.
So, birdie, bogey, bust this week then. Birdie's got to be Sergio, hasn't he?
Got to be Sergio, man. Oh, but that Malignati's banter could get it. But nah, we'll keep it Sergio.
Sergio. Winning. Put him with his eyes closed. Doesn't get better than that, to be honest.
No.
And I'm thinking bogey and the bust. We've got to give it to Tommy, haven't we?
Yeah.
The bogey for that shot into 18, leaving it short there.
Yeah.
And then three putting. And then obviously the bust is just that little tiddler.
Bust just is putting in general, like the whole thing.
I know, but it's mad, isn't it? Because I know we just spoke about his putting there, but he's holding an absolute monster on 18. So he's holding the long ones because he held another monster as well.
Yeah, remember a couple of weeks ago he was playing, his ball strike was unreal. Anything inside 10 foot, he was missing. Anything outside, he was holding.
Yeah. But that's what this is. Maybe that putting style. I mean, obviously, I don't know that much about his putting style, but maybe that putting style for him is good for distance putting and long putting and starting on the line. But when it comes to your clutch putting, it just doesn't seem as though, like, it's just that bottom hand seems to just not even do anything. It just rests on it.
I wonder if, like, see the way he's got Finno over the doing the point aim thing over the long puts, but he's even running on the shorter puts as well. Maybe we just put that back to feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You're inside 5 foot. Just you've done it all your life.
Go back to what you know.
You really need to be standing both sides of the hole to see what degree it is.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because under pressure, if it's
like it's all new, isn't it? Like is like that point aim thing quite new? His grip changes, like not new, but it's been going. Does it hold up under pressure? Clearly not. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like left hand lead, isn't it? So his left hand's strong and his right hand is underneath, and it's just sort of just there to hold the club in place. So if you get a bit twitchy with your left wrist under a bit of pressure, you haven't got the security of your right to keep it online and keep it together. So that's probably where you're getting those pulls or those pushes, because a slight tweak with the left.
And most people who are using that grip as well, I've got like a mallet style putter. Do you know what I mean? Like a spider or an Odyssey, like the big one with the fangs on it or whatever.
Yeah. And he's Kenyon's his coach, and he's one of the best out there, isn't he? Well, he's known to be one of the best putting coaches out there. So it's not as though he's got a bad putting coach.
He all learned from my boy Harold, didn't he?
Yeah. His prodigy, wasn't it? But yeah, Birdie Bogey Bust this week then. Sergio Garcia. Yeah,
Sergio Tommy.
Good stuff.
I was literally hoping to be coming on, just giving Tommy the birdie, having loads of money in my bank.
Yeah.
Still not being able to leave the house, like, but being happier.
You know, yeah. So paying towards some of the Ibiza spends.
Yeah.
The good week of golf again, to be honest. And we've got a lot more golf to look forward to. We've got the BMW Championships at Wentworth, and we've got the... we're in Vegas at TPC Summerlin on the PGA Tour. All the big boys are back, but we'll review that a bit later. We'll talk order of merit review. It's getting tasty at the top.
I'm out of there. I haven't looked. I've been away from the fairies.
You sent me over your picks, didn't you, for the Scottish Open? So yeah. Your picks this week for the Scottish Open, you went for Lee Westwood, John Catlin and Dave Horsey. So Dave Horsey and Westy, they both made the cut, but John Catlin missed it. So you get yourself 5 points, which is the same as me. Danny Willett missed the putt. I had Ramos Højgaard and Robert McIntyre, who both made the cut. So we evened out. The week before, though, you had a bit of a stormer. You picked Luke List.
Oh, yeah, the alliteration.
Luke List, and he finished in the top 10. And,
no way. He was flying at one point, wasn't he? I thought he was going to win it.
He was. He was up there. I think he was second going into the final day, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Corrales Championship, yeah. And then you've got Arjun Atwell and Pat Perez both made the cut for you, so you picked up 20 points.
Big Arjun, man.
Big Arjun. Whereas me, I got Kevin Chappell, who missed the cut. Appy Barnrat made the cut. And Will Zakouras, he got a top 10. So that put me 7 points in front of you.
Nice.
And we've obviously tied this week, so I've still got a 7-point advantage on you. We've got 5 to go.
Mate, I must have been that pissed in Ibiza that I've thought I hadn't sent me picks in, and I've just wrote on the bogey boys that whoever was top 3 on after the first day. I honestly picked these.
Trying to blag it, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not getting that past me.
I think if you look at the spelling and that, you can see.
Yeah, it's hotting up. You've got Joey D top. He's on 108 points. And Josh.
I hope Joey D's putting money on these, man. He's flying, isn't he?
Every week, yeah. Well, look at Josh. Josh, we spoke about Josh on the last podcast. Minus 25 first week. His withdrawal with Webb Simpson, and now
I feel sorry for him, but we even mentioned it on the podcast.
We did, yeah. Need to listen to the podcast before you get your votes in, lads. But yeah, he's 5 points behind now.
I'm gonna win that.
You're gonna win it,
yeah.
Be interesting to see who your picks are for this week. Then we're going European Tour again. Wentworth, Patrick Reed's playing there this week, isn't he?
Fuck him,
I know. But the Corrales Championship, what we spoke about there. Swafford won it, didn't he?
Harold Swafford.
Won it.
I know it's going to open up I don't know if you're going to do a full rules debate on this, but that Swafford, he put a thing up. Did you ever see the video where the guy takes a divot and it hits his ball?
That's him. Yeah, in 2014, that wasn't it?
Yeah, but he gets a penalty for that, you know?
Yeah, because it's a removable object.
I mean, so, come on, he obviously didn't fucking mean it, did he?
I know, it's a joke,
This is the sort of shit I'm talking about.
Well, that's obviously since he's won. That was on the Corn Ferry Tour, that was at the time. It was the Web.com Tour.
Oh, yeah.
When that happened, and he was in contention. And to be fair, he got up and down after the penalty shot and made his par. But with the rules, official come over you, and because it was a so say you go in the woods and you remove some twigs or whatever, yeah. Removable objects. Obviously, you can't pull nothing off the ground, but you can remove stuff that are removable. So if you do that, but then your ball moves because you've moved that, then it's a shot penalty. So what they said was, as soon as that divot comes out the ground, the moment it comes off the ground, that divot then becomes a removable object. So he's hit the shot, he's hit the divot, then the divot hits the ball as a removable object. He has to replace it, put it back, and take a shot penalty for it. It's like, that's oh my joke, God. The funniest part of that was his caddy. His caddy just looked at him and didn't even know what to say. He was just like, has that just happened? No way.
What do you say, though? It's like when Ram picked the ball up like a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
What do you actually say, though?
It's just one of them things, isn't it?
But like, in fairness, though, you shouldn't really be taking a big carpet with your fucking practice ring, should you? Do you know what I mean?
It's half his own fault, isn't it?
Yeah. Ripping up
the
actually, I was feeling a bit sorry for him, but now fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him, yeah. It's your own fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the rules, say we've spoken rules in the past, haven't we? One rule for me, which I understand it, but I'd love to see it changed, is the, I think it's rule four, it's in the rule fours, it's limit of 14 clubs.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously you can't start a round with more than 14 clubs or have more than 14 clubs during a round.
Why, what do you think it should be changed to, like?
I think less, mate.
Less?
Less. And do you know why? This is the reason why I think less is because there's a big debate at the moment, isn't there, about ball distance and taking over courses and just dominating them, like Bryson, for example.
Yeah.
Shall we change the ball? Shall we change the technology in the clubs? Well, to be honest, you're not going to be able to change the technology in the club because companies like TaylorMade and Titleist, they're investing too much money and too much time in creating that technology, so they'll just fight it and you won't be able to, because as I say, as technology advances, then the ball's going to go further. So why not take two or three clubs off them, so they've got to play knockdown shots? So say you've got a full 5-iron into a green, but you decide that you don't want to put your 5-iron in the bag, then you might just have to hit a knockdown 4-iron.
See, I'm the total opposite of me. I think you should have more clubs.
Go on.
I think you should have been allowed three drivers. Like every single wedge you want, two putters, like put one driver at 8 degree, one driver at 10 degree. I think you should be able to change your ball. If you wanted a hard ball off the tee and swap it in the fairway for a soft one going into the green, I think you should be allowed to do whatever you fucking want, man.
But saying that, but that goes on to the next rule that I was going to discuss is unreasonable delay in the play and prompt pace of play. So these are two rules where obviously you must not unreasonably delay the play, either when playing a hole or between holes, and the prompt pace of play. So when it's a player's turn to play, they recommend that you shouldn't take more than 40 seconds.
Well, the more clubs you've got, you'd have to think, oh, is it a four? Is it a thing? You've got more choice, haven't you? So you can, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong there.
Because you think, if you're going, do I hit me 16 degree rescue, me 15.5, me 16.6, me 17.2. Do you know what I mean? If you've got all these clubs. And plus, like, caddies need to be, the wages need to be trebled, because how are they going to carry around 20 clubs in a bag?
Now I'm thinking they drive the cars and you have two big, massive tour bags, you know, from like where American Golf, where they keep all the heads in.
Yeah, well, yeah, the big fellas, yeah.
I can't find me 61 and a half degree wedge anywhere.
No, but you know, it's a serious question. Though. Say, it was changed to 12 clubs, for example. So I was thinking, as one of the rules for the BB annual golf day next year is to only allow people to have 10 clubs or something.
Well, that's weird, because I was going to say they can bring 40.
Might have to just keep it at 14 then. I can see.
But you know what I do think, though? Like, I think you should be able to alter your club then. You've got your driver, there's 15, 16 different settings. You should be, if you're going into wind, you should be able to lower it. If you're going downwind, you should be able to higher it.
But then, you think about it, you've got 40 seconds to play a shot and you get penalties. So if you're not keeping up with play...
Yeah, but you know where the wind's coming. You can change your club as you walk.
But you think it's all right for the caddies, because obviously the players on tour, but the general golfer like me and you, we haven't got a caddy. So when we step up to our ball, we've got to check the wind. We've got a bushnell to see what the yardage is. We've got to check where the flag is, what type of shot we're going to play into it, where the danger is, where the hazards are. You don't want to miss it left because there's bunkers there. Give yourself a short shot in. By the time you've made that decision, then you've got your pick your club. and you pick your club, then you've got your pre-shot routine, and then you stand over the ball and you hit it. To get all that in 40 seconds is tough as it is. And if you're saying...
You couldn't even say it all in 40 seconds there.
There you go, I know. So you then, and then you're talking about just changing the degree on a club. Your three words, you go, I mean,
I know my system's got flaws in it, but I'm just saying, if you should be as versatile as you... Who fucking uses 40 seconds anyway?
I know, 40 seconds. But
you know, I reckon I use 6 seconds on the tee.
Yeah, because you just tee up and just go wallop.
Wallop.
There's only one place this is going, and it's down there.
Yeah. I'll go and deal with it after.
I've got to spend 20 seconds making sure to get my hips through it so it doesn't go straight left.
So you know that little takeaway you were doing, little
Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
JT does it as well. Yeah, I've always done that just to make sure I get the line. I don't come on the inside on the way back, because then that's all sorts of problems for me when I do that.
Is it? Yeah. You see what you are getting to it though. You've got, like, you're hitting it better than when I last seen play with you.
It is. Yeah, that just takes time, doesn't it? That took quite a long time off. So obviously when I first getting back, struggling to shoot in the '80s. Just completely lost all, but now I'm low 80s, high 70s at the minute, so I don't think it'll take me long. A bit more practice over the winter, and I think I'll be all right.
Mate, have you seen that guy that follows us that fades to fairways, and he's going around playing courses, and he's got a hat saying and can't break 100?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to get him on the show, you know, and like chat to him about what he's up to and that.
Yeah, definitely.
I just feel so sorry for him, man. He was nearly crying in the car yesterday.
Was he? I didn't see it.
What's the definition of insanity, man? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. I'm doing the same thing, and I just can't break 100. So when I said to him, I was like, I feel so sorry for this fella. I don't know whether to abuse him or like invite him on and talk to him about it. Yeah,
give him some support.
Get on him next time you're on the Instagram there.
That's it. But he just needs to go and pay a PGA Tour professional to them. Not Tour.
We fly him in to
Dave Gosco.
Professional David Gosco, yeah.
Yeah. We're getting breaking 100, no problem.
David, his name is.
David, sorry, yeah. Dave, can't call him Dave, can we? It's a good debate, I think, because 14, the distance is a big thing at the moment, isn't it? So if you've got 14 clubs, you would reduce that to 12. So if you could take two clubs out, which two clubs would you take out if you had to?
I'd probably take me 3 iron out.
You can't,
is it? I never even use that. Honestly, I don't even use it.
Yeah.
And I'd probably take me 3 wood.
Would you? Do you know what I've got? I've got a 52, a 56, and a 60. I'd just take the 52 and the 60 out of me.
My 52 is a mad one, though, because it goes about 140.
Because remember that when we played Formula, wasn't it, in the ninth, and you said, I'm going to a little 52 here, and nearly took the clubhouse window out.
Oh, don't you remember I had 52 on your mate's course and put it about 150 yards over the back?
Yeah, that
lost
was it.
Me ball.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love me 52, but I'd hardly ever use me 3 wood, and I hardly ever use me 3 iron. So I'd easily go down to 12 clubs.
But it's a good debate, though, isn't it? Because you think
a good debate. Yeah.
Yeah, you get them, and then
I was more hoping we were going to add what 19 clubs we were going to add in.
Yeah. Okay. So you got up to 16 clubs. What two clubs would you add in?
Probably add another 3 wood, because I don't like that one. I'd probably get a different 3 iron because I don't like that one. Now, I get another wedge. I've got a 58 and a 52, so I'll probably go 52, 56, 60.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably get a 5 wood as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I like them. I like the 2 irons, me.
Yeah.
The tailor made ones.
They're good for your course, but 2 irons, no good for my course.
I don't know, you know. I think it would be.
I don't know. No.
No.
This rescue thing I've got there, it goes up to 24 degrees. So it'll be going with that, it's a 4 iron rescue, but it'll be going further than me 3 iron. So I'm going to disregard my 3 iron anyway.
Yeah, and just get rid of it.
And this goes so high. So, I can't wait to. I love it.
To get out there and hit it. Yeah.
Can't wait to get back to bed and see you.
This week, two big tournaments, the BMW Championship at Wentworth, the Wentworth Club. Patrick Reed flew over, he's playing in it. Danny Willett won last year. Yeah. And in addition to all the players.
I went last year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
How was it?
Honestly, man, I didn't see one goal shot. Not really, though. We got a taxi straight into the side of the 14. We were like, are we in here, mate? And he's like, yeah, the golfers were there. So he's like, oh, we're a bit early. Go and get a few gins and a few beers and that. We end up going sitting on top of this gin tent. didn't move. And then a few hours later, Rudimental, come on, we just got involved with that and then went home.
Like going on a concert?
It was like going to a Rudimental concert, yeah, but it was in Wentworth Golf Club.
Sometimes that's half the battle. You forget, you don't even know what's happened to the golf, do you? Once you go and watch it live, you don't even know. Like, it's totally different to watch it on telly, isn't it? Because you know who's leading, where people are going, you see more golf shots. When you're there, you end up having a few drinks, you don't even know who's leading, who's doing
no,
what.
No, you haven't got a clue, man. You just don't know
what's
better.
Going on. Yeah. It's good to be there, but the telly is gives you more, doesn't it?
Oh, well better.
Yeah, so
any, really?
Yeah. In addition to everyone that played in the Scottish Open, Justin Rose, Shane Lowry, and Tyrrell Hatton are back in the mix.
A couple of big boys, a couple of major champs in there.
Massive, yeah. So does it'd be interesting to see who wins this one. Danny Willett won it last year.
We had visions of going down there with our mics, didn't we? And interviewing the players and everything. We thought we'd be famous by now.
Slow and steady.
This virus is fucking up our fame.
You're not allowed to leave the house for 2 weeks, so
I know, yeah.
Not honestly, down for you anyway.
Why did you see me down there getting fined?
Weren't you in Ibiza last week? Tall tournament getting cancelled because the bogey boys have turned up when they should be in isolation.
Bogey boys bringing COVID down.
So, yeah, my predictions then for this week, I'm going to go for Ramos Højgaard again.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to go for Sam Horsfield and I'm going to go for Justin Rose. They're my three picks this week. Justin Rose, Ramos Højgaard and Sam Horsfield. Sam Horsfield and Ramos Højgaard, two-time European winners, and Justin Rose. He loves the course, doesn't he? So
yeah, see, I was thinking about Rosie, but I don't know. He had that 2 week, what's it called? He had to quarantine that, didn't he?
Has he had that?
He had it, yeah, last week. So I just think, I don't know. That's what put me off. So I'm going to go for Shane Lowry, mate.
Shane, yeah.
Yeah, just because he looks like you a bit. I'm going to go for Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood.
Surely he's knocking on the door, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for Andy Sullivan.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, do you know why?
Go on.
He is top two in three of the tour's strokes gain categories, approach and tee to green. And we've established on earlier podcasts, we have no idea how they are calculated. But it must mean he's doing well.
The stats don't lie.
Like just like Big Arjun making the cut last week, I think Sullivan's going to be my little dark horse there.
Arjun, well, have you pulled that one off? He was four or five over after the first nine. I thought, oh, this is it. Just turned into a birdie making machine.
Ended up
making the cut on the number, and I was like, how's he done that?
For what it's worth, because I thought we were doing the America tour, I picked Bryson, Finau, and Nah. So just for gloating points, if any of them win, I'll be doing it.
Well, two past champions there, because Nah won it last year, didn't he? And Bryson.
I didn't
won
even
it.
Know that. I just picked him because his name's Kevin.
But yeah, no, that's just what I mean. There's two big tournaments, isn't it? Got the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. Big Bryson's back after his US Open Championship. You've got Ricky Fowler. You've got all the big boys to return and to play. So, what a good week of golf coming up, haven't we? To watch and enjoy.
Tell you what, it's coming up soon. The Zozo, isn't it? Target returning. That's what I'm
When you've got
two... Of course, like it's hard to watch golf when there's not the big boys there. When the big boys are there, it's easier.
It's so
when
easy.
Tiger's there, man, you're just glued to it, aren't you?
Yeah, you just don't want to. Yeah, you just don't want to turn over, do you?
Well, like, even when he's six over, you still want to see him hit shots. I flip off the Sky Sports. What the fuck are you showing him? The leader's running away with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've got two tournaments in Vegas, haven't you? You've got this week, and then you've got the CJ Cup next week, and then it's the Zozo over in Florida. It's being changed.
It'd be interesting to see if anyone could go back to back in Vegas there, just resist going out and getting spondled when they win.
How happy would you be when you get that Thursday early tea time? Because you know Fridays are late tea time, don't you? They do early late. So you got get your golf out the way on the Thursday, just go to Vegas, have a night out on the strip.
I'd have to stay in me. Have you ever heard the story about the fella? And he's in, he's like, I think it's the Corn Ferry, or it might be even less than that. And he's got a shot to win, like to win the tournament, but it's from the fairway, he's like 160 yards out. And he says to his caddy, he's like, I can, there's a bank there, the bank's open, I can get this shot. And he's like, oh, whatever, Caddy's like, give him the club. And he hits it, he holds it, and he wins the tournament. He's running around screaming, the bank is open, the bank is open. And then the fella who's telling the story recalls, like, 5 a.m. that morning, just seeing this fella running down the Vegas Strip with his top off screaming, the bank is open! And it's still him doing it.
You would though, wouldn't you? That'd be that'd be the best place to win ever. Isn't it? Yeah. Because
I'll have to get that story up just to make sure I haven't just made that up.
Yeah. Probably the one you went to Vegas, something that you don't want
I think that happened to me then.
Yeah. You hold a put on 18 and that was you. was you running down.
Nah, I went to Vegas and the bank was closed, mate. a dangerous place there.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it's at TPC Summerlin.
Reading is wide open.
Yeah, it's 7,243 yards, so a decent bit of yardage, but not on that these fellas can handle, especially Bryson. It'd be interesting to see if it's wide and he gets the big dog out, which you know he's going to.
He's going to, really. If he's doing it at Wingfield, he's not going to start playing iron off the tee.
No, definitely not. And
Summerlin, is he?
The man's arrived, hasn't he? I can't wait to watch it just to see what he does.
I hope he just carries on. I hope he does that at Augusta and just keeps it going, man. Really do. I love him. I've always loved him.
When's your man Brooks back?
Okay, lad. I think he's resting for the Masters, isn't he?
Yeah, getting himself back for the Masters, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. You've got the, after the Zozo, only one more tournament and then it's the Masters. So
mad, isn't it? The Masters coming up, man. It's just so strange, isn't it?
It's great, isn't it? It's great. I just can't wait for when they start letting crowds back in. Because if you look at the...
they're letting patrons in, aren't they?
Are they, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's what it says. But you know the only problem I've got with that, right? It says patrons are allowed in, yeah? So they pay £195 for the week for your ticket, yeah? And you get a patron's badge. But then they just put it on, like, Viagogo, and then they sell it to someone else. For, like, I paid, and you have to bring the badge back, otherwise you, like, sort of, like, you get arrested, and that's very bad. So I got a badge. How much it cost me for the day?
Go on.
208
quid.
2,800.
What?
For one day. Get on it.
At the Masters?
At the Masters, yeah. And on the badge it said 195 for the week.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's off the book.
Honestly. But then, so then what I done was bumped in on the Sunday, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah.
You get a reputation for yourself. You bumped in at Wentworth last year, bumped in at the Masters.
Which fuck, they need to get a reputation for themselves, make it harder.
I know. So interesting week of golf coming up. Looking forward to it.
Oh my man.
Yeah,
I've got nothing else to do, man. I'm going to come with all sorts of facts and figures next week. Good. I even think we should do a podcast on the Friday and review the weekend coming up, because I've got fucking nothing else to do.
Let's do it then. Let's get more out there. Another thing is we've got the professional route part 2 coming up. We've got that scheduled in to be recorded this week. So that'll be released.
Oh, yeah, with Liam, yeah.
We're going with Liam, yeah. So we've got a three-way Zoom call, because this is obviously work fans. First time we've done the Zoom, isn't it? So
yeah.
we'll get Liam on. We'll do the professional route. And we've got a few more. There's a couple of lads from the golf club where I'm at who want to come on as well and talk about their route. Lad who's playing on tour now, one of the smaller tours, professional. And then there's another lad turned professional off +4 or +5, went over to Australia and played, and he come back and just decided against going for one reason or another. I don't know the story, but it'd be interesting to get him on and hear his side and what.
Well, it's good in anyone's, like, as we were saying, the reason we even like thought about doing the podcast was to, like, obviously I have a bit of a laugh, me and you and that, and talk to golf and get people involved. But really, the main focus was going to be to help people coming up with, like, our experience of how shit we are.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone that's good that can help them and show them how hard it is, it's just another positive, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a good mix, isn't it? It's a good balance. So
yeah,
we'll get there. But until next time. Been great to have you back.
I just keep saying ciao now, because Joey Devine said he fucking hates it.
Ciao.